Serious question. If you live in North Korea, do you want wireless service? Do you want 3G, 4G? Do you want any of that? I mean, because if you get caught using it or texting somebody inappropriately, they shoot you or feed you to tigers or something. But I bring that up because Huawei, now on the American blacklist, but certainly not on the blacklist for North Korea, Russia, Syria, and Iran. They're doing business worldwide, and a lot of that business with countries and regimes that certainly are not friendly to the United States. Joining me now is Nate Snyder, Senior Advisor for Cambridge Global Advisors. Nate, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Steve.
Good to have you here. Huawei, obviously a powerful company when it comes to the IT business. It's kind of like a company that would be in China's Silicon Valley, I would suggest. I do business all over the world, but they have been blacklisted by America, but that doesn't seem to be slowing them down at all now, does it?
No, it doesn't. They're essentially working to corner the global market for the new 5G network. So they're starting to cut deals all over the place.
So when it comes to 5G, tell me this in layman's terms, what is 5G? Why do I want it as a consumer? Why do I care about all? I mean, it's in the headlines a lot, but I think for a lot of people, they just block it out. They don't pay much attention to it. Why should I pay closer attention to what's happening with Huawei and 5G and the outlay?
5G is going to be the next generation of a wireless network that's going to go global. Think about the 4G network that we're currently on. The 5G network is going to be at least 10 times faster with about a tenth of the lag time. To give you a sense of how fast that's going to be, you'll be able to download a whole entire Netflix movie in about 1 second. It's going to revolutionize how we deal with mobile technology, and essentially the rest of the world is going to be connected on this network as well. So this is going to have global implications, and everybody's going to be on it. It's going to be the new information highway.
So you can download a Netflix movie in about 1 second. My takeaway here is that you're optimistic that Netflix will survive despite their great downturn and loss of billions of dollars, which that's my takeaway here, and I appreciate that. I like Netflix for the most part, Nate, but they've had some rough times recently. All right, so this 5K network, if I understand correctly, relies on smaller towers and a lot of them, correct? Not these giant cell towers anymore, smaller, closer to home. Some people like it, some people don't. Am I on the right track?
Yeah, it's going to rely on smaller towers, but I think there's a big departure from what we recognize as the 4G network in regards to towers and hardware. A lot of the new 5G technology is actually going to be software-based. So to give you a sense of that, just think of the analogy of how Tesla works. If you want to upgrade your car now, it's not necessary that you need to take into a mechanic to get those upgrades. Instead, the upgrades are going to come through the operating system, through software. You'll get a new patch to make your car faster, be more efficient, and you can literally download it off the net. In many ways, that's how the new 5G network is going to work.
All right. Will it help Tesla from losing billions of dollars, too? Just a side question. I'm just joking, of course. But here's one of the concerns. Recently, we heard about this Face app that could do an aging app, right? That was all the rage, Face app, right? But it was a Russian app, and people believe that all this information could go back to Russia. When it comes to Huawei supplying all of this hardware, cameras, and all of this equipment, towers and so forth, there is a concern, a security concern, a national security concern that they could get all sorts of information on you and I and everybody else. Is that a concern to you?
That is a huge concern to me. Let's just go and look at Huawei again for a second as a company. They are about 99% controlled by the Chinese government. They have former intelligence officials who are on their board and running the company. If you look at the behavior of China right now, look what's happened in Hong Kong. Look what they've used to leverage technology to go after the Uyghur population in China. And now look at the recent reports that Huawei, as you mentioned, has helped countries like North Korea, Syria, and Iran stand up their own networks as well. And further concern, too, there's something called the People's Republic of China Intelligence Directive, Article 7, that directs any organization or individual to cooperate with the intelligence agencies of the Chinese state for any state-related matter on sharing data, information, or intelligence. So knowing that, and knowing that Huawei is fundamentally controlled by the Chinese government, I think we have some real national security concerns, especially when it comes to sharing intelligence on what things are going to look like in the future.
But let's be honest. Nate Snyder here, senior advisor for Cambridge Global. Nate, let's be honest. We have huge companies here, tech companies that monitor you and I, keep a file on you and I. The government does the same thing. Are these Chinese companies really going to get anything additional on you and I, or is that Face app from Russia really going to get anything that's additional on you and I, or is it just we don't like the fact that the information is leaving the country? And don't we, conversely, the United States, have information on citizens around the world, frankly? I mean, this is a world that's all interconnected with cameras everywhere, information everywhere. We put our personal information into Facebook and Twitter. Voluntarily, we put out billions of bits of information about ourselves all the time. So I guess my question is, what difference does it make?
Well, there's a big difference here in regards to, like you mentioned, the Face app. You mentioned Facebook, Twitter, all those other things. Those are third-party apps. People are getting their information that way. But just imagine if you had a fully funded state with unlimited resources that had a direct pipeline into the data and information on U.S. citizens based on this network. Huawei's already in the past set up backdoor channels and backdoors within hardware and software to gain information for people for whatever purposes they
So they just like fit. Google and Facebook and all of them. I mean, they've all done that. I mean, Facebook was working with, you know, the Obama campaign by allowing people in the back door to get information so they could dial down on voters. I mean, that happened in 2010 and 11. We know that from investigations that have been done. So I guess my point is we don't have any anonymity anymore, do we?
We do have some control of our information. And yes, I mean, a lot of it is given out voluntarily. But I think the other concern here is how we share information with our international partners, say, sure, for instance, the UK. Why would we want to share sensitive information on a network where we know, have full confidence that there are others listening on this network and could intercept that information and essentially compromise any kind of operation? So 5G is not only going to be used for consumer use, it's right, going to be used by military and various other.
And Nate, I agree with you. It's a great question. Why would I do that voluntarily? Nate Snyder, senior advisor, Cambridge Global Advisors. In fact, I am going to ask that very question when I get home of my Samsung TV, because I think that question needs to be answered. And I greatly appreciate you being here. You've been really good. Look forward to having you back.
Thanks so much for having me.
There you have it. My Samsung TV, it can answer this question. It's the Steve Gruber Show. I'll be right back.
Hey, parents. Do kids think you're out of touch because of the way you dress?
Yes.
Well, say hello to instant style with Fashion On. Just spray Fashion On whatever you're wearing and look cool in an instant. Turn orthopedic shoes into vintage high tops, pleated khakis into skinny jeans. Even clip-on ties become fly gold chains. Just spray, let it dry, and presto.
What about my fanny pack?
You mean your hip MP3 player?
Wow.
What about my bifocals?
You mean your hot pink shutter shades?
Hey, I can't see.
But your kids can see you, and trust me, they see fashion.
Thanks, Fashion On.
Fashion On is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You're bringing your daughter to her favorite pop star's concert. Do you A, wear earplugs?
Isn't this fun, Dad?
I have a soft pretzel.
B, remember the moment with matching concert t-shirts.
That's going to be $180.
Or we can just take a photo.
C, show her how you used to do concerts.
We're going crowd surfing!
I can't! It's too heavy!
Oh my God!
Or D, just roll with it.
Woo! Justin! Look at us! We're over here!
Justin! OMG! I love you, Justin! I love you!
When it comes to parenting, there are no perfect answers. But that's okay, because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.